I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Actor and director John Turturro doesn't trace his roots to Naples. His family came from Sicily, but he's got a passion for Naples, for its brutality and beauty. His latest film takes you on a musical journey to the southern Italian city. It's called Passione, and it's a tribute to the city and the people of Naples. The movie itself is a series of live and recorded performances by some of the best Neapolitan musicians. This is from the soundtrack of Passione.
Più lontano mi stai, più vicino ti senti, chissà chi sto momento, tu che pensi, che fai.
That's the title track from Passione. John Turturro describes Naples as a city painted in sound, and it's not just the music.
The Neapolitan language, which I would consider a language and not a dialect, is a very, very musical language. So everything is kind of sung, whether you're in a restaurant, in conversation, it's all around you. And the people are very expressive and theatrical. They have this kind of ironic, they're emotional, but they're very humorous, fatalistic. At the same time, they're really, you know, generous. There's all this contradiction that you see in it. And, you know, if you are around it and you're working there, it's really striking that there's this authenticity that just comes right out of the ground. One of the singers, who's a fado singer, Mesia, said that the city is like a witch, and it is. It really can permeate your soul when you're there, and it brings you back, you know, backwards and forwards at the same time, because all the problems that have existed in the world have been there, and they also show you like the problems of the future too, because they're a city that has been, you know, oppressed, you know, with natural disasters and man-made conquerors.
John, there are a couple of tracks here from that singer that you just mentioned, Mesia. Which one would you like to hear?
Indifferentemente is a beautiful song.
Let's hear that one.
Let's try that.
Indifferentemente, tanto saccia che so, e te non so più niente.
What's the image we're seeing in the film as we're hearing music?
She's singing in a courtyard, and she's got a scarf around her, and she looks like a scorned woman. It's a song about lovers, and, you know, and this man has mistreated her, and she says, you know, you do whatever you want to do to me, you just get it over with, you know, poison me, whatever you want to do. It's a beautiful song, actually, and she was really, she's a really exceptional performer, and like many other performers in the film, she sings from the ground up.
She sings from the ground up.
It's not a narcissistic expression when you watch a lot of these people sing. They're great storytellers, but there's this need to convey the human experience that the songs are telling about the stories of this place and the people who inhabit it.
I want to talk about track 16. This is Caravan Patrol,
right?
Which you're a part of. Let's hear a bit of this. What's the translation?
It's written by Renato Carosone, who is a really brilliant singer-songwriter. And it's all about, you know, this guy, this crazy Neapolitan. He's looking for American petrol. And so he's hunting for oil. Obviously, there was a fuel shortage after the war. And so he buys a camel and a turban. He thinks it's going to help him, and he sets off And he's telling his guys, you know, let's dig, you know, dig, dig, you know, harder, harder. And they're saying, you know, why are you making us do this? So it's a really fun song. And Enzo Avitabile did the arrangement, and Fiorello is the lead singer.
And where are you in that?
I'm in the back. I'm like one of the background dancers and singers with Max Casella.
Oh, you're singing it too.
Yeah, in the background. When the chorus joins in.
I remember Naples as being a place that is so beautiful and so alluring, and you were alluding to this a little bit earlier, but part of the allure is that it's kind of dangerous.
Yes, it is. It really reminded me very much of New York in the 70s. Because your senses are on high alert. And maybe, you know, I don't know, when there's poverty, then there's obstacle, and there's crime, and there's, you know, man-made problems combined with natural disasters that could happen to you. Maybe that's the recipe for creativity. I don't know. But certainly, when there's obstacles, then there is something to overcome, something to tell, something to try to make sense of your life with. And I think a lot of their music comes from there.
Aya, habibi, anta la tadri, law anta.
I love this version of O Solo Mio, and I wonder if you have a story you can tell us about it.
That song has been recorded in more languages. It's probably the most popular song in the world, and more times than almost any other song, maybe because of its age. But, you know, we had all different versions and all different languages. But at the end, I thought, you know, if we could find a couple different versions that we could move together, maybe that would be the best version of it. And I'm happy with what we came up with, because we connect the past to the present and hopefully the future.
Oh, sole mie, some front a te, some.
When people see the film, they're really struck by its energy and spontaneity, and the art of improvisation is a real, I always think it's a real Neapolitan art, because it's the art of the poor, you know, people navigating through the challenges of the day, and it really is transporting, and I credit all the wonderful performers in the film for that.
Actor and director John Turturro's newest film is Passione, a musical adventure. Check out clips at theworld.org. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Have a good weekend.
Qui ci sta l'inflazione, la svalutazione, la borsa ce l'ha, chi ce l'ha. Io non tengo con vendica, chi lo stipendi è un ambo, se sogna papà. Aggiungete mia figlia innocenza, vuo marito e nutta in pacienza. Io non chiedo la grazia per me, mi faccio la barba, la satira sì. Voi tenete un cappotto cammello che al massimo processo era la più bella. Un vestito gessato marrone, così ci è sembrata la televisione. Forse il nozzo mi prega già lei.